I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle Podcast.
Underground Champions League, oh yeah. Puckle! Puckle. Welcome to another episode of the Puckle Podcast. I'm your host, Trainer Thatch, here today with my spectacular co-host. We've got the one and only R Sigma.
Hello!
And we've got jolly old Claude9.
Hello, everyone! Oh my god, now it's so much louder, my thing.
Welcome to the Puckle Podcast. Puckle, of course, standing for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, where we talk everything Pokemon, from the trading card game to the video game to everything in between. I wish I could regale people with Pokemon stories this week like I have been. Like, oh, let's go rant about the trading card game or something.
No, that's for like 3 weeks when Dragapult shows up. It's okay.
yeah, right. So I've been following like the new set showing up in a few weeks, but like...
Oh, I haven't.
My honest interest in these past few weeks, one have been the Stardew Valley update. I haven't played Stardew Valley, but I've been getting fed a lot of Stardew Valley videos on YouTube, and I'm not mad about it.
It's a fun time.
It's okay. Everyone goes through that phase.
I'm going to play the Stardew Valley update, so I've been doing that. I've also, outside of that, because it's been getting nice out, I built a bar outside last summer to like entertain, but also for myself.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
So I've been cleaning that up and I'm like, oh, I want to make some improvements to the bar. So I've been working on that as well as, I've been getting really into tiki drinks lately.
Ooh. What do you mean by really into tiki drinks?
I'm very good at making cocktails, Claude.
Okay.
I am very good at this. And so like the next elevation of that, in my opinion, for myself, maybe not for other people, is tiki. Which is a group of complicated cocktails. What actually is categorized as a tiki drink is up for some debate, but typically it is something that includes like a citrus component, a rum component, though you can swap out the rum for other things, a sweet-ish component, like typically like a syrup or something, and typically like you'll also have some kind of like additional cordial, like a banana liqueur or like an orange curacao or something like that, as well as like, you know, you have your sour, your sweet, your strong, and your weak. Like, that's what I like to say. Sometimes spice, you could throw in some bitters, you know, have a good time. But I've been really getting into this. And so there's this one syrup in tiki culture. By the way, all the syrups I make are excellent on ice cream, just as a heads up. Not just good for cocktails, but also good for ice cream. And there's this one syrup that's typically served in, like, if you've ever been to New Orleans, traditionally what the hurricane is made out of.
Yes.
It's typically made out of fashionola. It turns out that nobody knows what fashionola is.
What is it?
I wish I could tell you the honest answer, Claude. But the answer is, so a lot of the tiki people, like, in the 50s, were so secretive about their drinks that they would do things such as like put the ingredients of their drinks like down for their bartenders. And instead of being like, oh, use 1 ounce of this syrup and use 1 ounce of rum or something like that when they make their drinks, what they would do is be like, you're going to use 1 ounce of bottle number one and then 2 ounces of bottle number four to make this cocktail.
Oh, no.
Like that. And so the actual recipe for fashionola has been lost to time.
Oh, no.
Most of the other recipes have like made it out because like some bartender remembered what it was, but the fashionola recipe has not made it out. And I'll be honest, I'm not convinced that fashionola just isn't like somebody trying to trademark the word passion fruit syrup as passionola, but couldn't get away with that. So they used fashionola. I'm going to be completely honest with you. It might just be passion fruit syrup.
The world may never know.
The world may never know. But what the tiki lore is that Fashionola is a passion fruit forward fruit blend syrup. It is most equivalent to fruit punch. So what I have been doing, and what a lot of the tiki community does, is they make their own Fashionolas. So everybody has their own Fashionola to make hurricanes with. And so I've been experimenting so that I can develop my own recipe for Fashionola.
Oh.
So that there's like a bar thatch Fashionola. And
I see.
I've been spending a lot of time doing this because it takes 24 hours to make a proper Fashionola, in my opinion. Because all you do is you make a fruit salad that is passion fruit heavy.
I get the Fashionola. Passion fruit.
Yes, exactly.
I understand now. That makes a lot more sense.
It's very passion fruit forward. So you put a bunch of passion fruit in. You put, like, I've been putting strawberries in recently. Maybe some mango, maybe some pineapple, a little bit of pomegranate. And then you just throw a bunch of sugar on it. And then the sugar, like, sucks all the juices out of the fruit. And it makes a syrup after you let it sit for like 24 hours. So I've been doing that. That has been a lot of my week. It sounds insane, but it's really fun. It's been really fun. And you get to make cocktails to try them out. So it really works out. This is a family show, but sorry, guys, I've been making cocktails.
Oh, no, alcohol.
This is Thatch's Pash Time.
That's one of the least consequential vices around here. It's fine.
Yeah,
you're absolutely correct.
It's been accepted for years. We're like 100 years out from when it was unacceptable, you know.
But yeah, that is what I've been doing this week instead of playing Pokemon, is I've been making passion fruit syrup and working on my outdoor bar.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll have to take a picture. I also made an indoor bar. I have two bars. I have a problem.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't going to be the one to say that.
Well, Claude, next time you're over, you can hang out at my bar.
Oh, cool.
And then it won't
cool.
be a problem because
yeah. And then it won't be a problem because you got to enjoy it.
You've partaken.
It's, I've shared.
You understand.
Yes.
Oh no. You guys been up to anything fun?
So I tried out Poke Rogue.
What is Poke Rogue?
Have you not seen people posting about it?
Oh yeah. No. It's all the rage right now.
What is it?
It's a roguelike for Pokemon.
What?
When you start off, you get like 10 points and you only start off with the starters, but then it starts getting crazy the further you go.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's like no level cap at all.
Yeah, it's kind of busted, and I'm never touching it again because it's such a massive time sink.
Yep.
I do like some of the crazy egg moves they get out there, like Fire Dance, Cyndaquil. My goodness.
Okay.
But
interesting.
Yeah. No. My go-to starters were like a Flamigo with a water starter and a fire starter.
Interesting.
Flamigo's good. Turns out that's why it's a speedrun Pokemon.
Yeah, I believe it.
And I was lucky enough to find one. So
flying fighting's not a bad type. I'm not going to lie. That's not a bad type.
It goes a long way.
Yeah.
It gets good coverage. It hits hard. Like, Flamigo is a solid Pokemon that I regularly forget exists.
So. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I understand.
What about you, Claude? You been doing up to anything fun?
In my free time when I'm not at rehearsal, like 24 hours a week, on top of my normal 40-hour work week job.
24 hours a week is a lot.
Yeah, it's a part-time job to be in a show.
Yeah, that sometimes. Is. That is, actually.
Yep. In the free time that I do have, I've been trying to Nuzlocke Pokemon Run and Bun, and it's very, very hard, but I'm having so much fun about it because it's all the best parts, in my mind, of Draft, where it's building the teams, but you don't have to worry about playing other people. And, you know, the AI is predictable, yet they have broken Pokemon. So it's just a matter of, it's all just a big puzzle game for me, which I greatly enjoy. So I've been doing that in my free time, and I've been watching a lot of TCG stuff. I haven't played like anything.
It's okay. Do you like Charizard?
No, I hate Charizard.
That's the meta.
All right, then you're probably better off right now.
Yeah, but this is the meta for me because I have Meowscarada built.
I was going to say, I beat it. I keep trying to think of why Meowscarada is not better, and then I started playing it a little bit, and it's like, oh, because it has to play energies like every other deck.
Yeah, it's inconsistent.
My favorite thing has been the Torterra deck that people say should be good, but they're just like, it would be good if there was a Turtwig in format that had less than 80 with it, less than 80 HP.
It would be better, correct, if it could use Buddy Poffin.
If it used Buddy Poffin, I think Torterra would be okay.
I'm just eagerly waiting.
I don't know, but like you do have a Espathra or something that exists and isn't doing great. So.
And granted, I'm a huge fan of Arceus Armourouge and Arceus Goodra. I love Arceus Goodra. I like a lot of Arceus decks right now. I feel like that's my play.
Well, and Vulpix is always solid.
Goodra Vulpix is my go-to at the moment.
But I'm looking forward to the next set at the end of next month.
The next set in May is going to be fun. Yeah.
What does that bring?
Iron Thorns deck, if you want to play Control.
If you want to, remember Path to the Peak, but now it's a Pokemon. Yeah.
Oh, great. Good.
It just sits there. The deck is literally just four Iron Thorns, and you just, I'm attaching.
You just bop. Yeah.
I'm actually okay with that if it works. And
I'm okay with it being on a Pokemon too. Like, they're at least advancing the board.
I think you could do a thing where, like, you play Professor Turo along with, like, the Maridon, like the baby Maridon, to help charge up faster. Mm-hmm. I think you could do something with that.
I think I'm okay with that. I've heard the new Dragapult is supposed to be really, really good.
Yeah.
The new Dragapult is supposed to be good. It's just because
people are very afraid.
It's a Charizard that doesn't have a weakness, you know?
That's even worse. Why do we keep doing this to ourselves?
Yeah. We got rid of Fairy type.
I'm looking forward to Greninja.
Greninja, I think Greninja's overhyped. I'm going to be honest. I think Greninja's overhyped.
I don't care. It's one of my favorite Pokemon. Like, I'm going to enjoy playing it regardless.
I do also like Greninja.
It's like, I like Greninja as a Pokemon. I don't care.
My favorite deck of all time was the Greninja Break deck from back in the day.
Is the new Luxray any good? I've heard things about Luxray.
It's okay.
I've heard people say it's fine, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not like any of the other cards we mentioned, but it's okay.
Ursaluna's a thing.
Ursaluna's going to be big next set.
Ogrepons are cute.
Like, I think the Dracloc being very good helps a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, being Pidgeotto. Old Pidgeotto.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Ursaluna's going to make Lost Box very good.
Yeah, there's a lot of good cards.
Ursaluna's going to make a lot of decks really good. Honestly, it helps out a lot of things, just having, like, a colorless version of the Charizard.
Oh, and then there's Reset Stamp and the box. The pretty box.
Yeah, I'm really happy with what they did with the A-Specs. They've kind of taken, like, a lot of the overpowered trainers from back in the day, and they just made them A-Specs.
Yep. See, like, part of me wants to get a Prime Catcher, because I feel like most decks are still going to want a Prime Catcher.
Yeah.
They're going to reprint it eventually, right? Like, it'll
probably. I already bought two, so, like, I'm in shame, but, like, it's okay.
The only one I have right now is Belt, because that's all I want to play with any of my Arceus decks. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, cool. Well,
if you buy a booster box, you get, like, one or two at least, so it's not too bad.
Yes,
you get on an average two.
Yes. Unless you're like me and you get a booster box and you get 11 hits in the entire box and you sit there and cry. Because you get, like, the low range of everything. I'm like, wow, this is it. And then I got, like, I don't think I got any, like, super rare anything. I'm like, all right, well, this is fun.
So sorry.
That's just, that happens.
Yeah.
But, like, I walked away with the entire future, Ancient Box deck.
I did walk away with Ancient Box out of my box as well. It was weird.
It's pretty solid. It's just, like, super cheap anyway. So it
I pulled that and the A-Spec for it. I'm like, all right, well, I have Ancient Box now. That's fine.
So, like, you could take a $20 bill and make the deck yourself if you go to a store.
Yes.
Yes. It's supposed to be good, but yeah, that's that.
Yeah, I'm going to cut us off so we don't keep going on a TCG tirade. And I'm going to make us kick it on over to the news. So let's cue that epic music.
Coming to you live from the Lavender Town Radio Tower, this just in.
Welcome to the news. In the news, we've got a few things to talk about. First off being a bunch of Sitting Cuties were restocked. That's something.
Yay.
I think that actually matters, because, like, sometimes the one I'm looking for is just not there. And it's kind of a bummer. Like, when last year around Nationals, my buddies who aren't, like, huge Pokemon fans, but are, like, Pokemon aware, is what I'll call them. We went to the Pokemon Center at NAIC, and they really wanted, like, the Mareep Sitting Cutie, because one of their fiancés, like, really liked it.
And, understandable. Mareep is adorable. Yeah.
But they didn't have any of the Mareeps left at the NAIC Pokemon Center. And then I was just like, I'll just order it for them on PokemonCenter.com. Also out of stock.
I mean, they probably stocked the Pokemon Center with the ones at the shipping.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then also out of stock. Was that, like, there's a store in Dayton, Ohio called Original 151, which just orders a bunch of stuff from Japan and resells it for Pokemon. And they were also out of stock. So it ended up being, I went to Japan for vacation last year and I just bought it for them there. But it was it's a whole thing. So hopefully maybe Mareep's there. Maybe Mareep's in Pokemon Center right now. I don't know.
I hope so. That'd be nice. But
yeah. Sitting cuties are restocked. Followed up by as a Golden Week celebration. When I first read this, I thought it said Goldeen Week celebration. I go, what kind of week is that?
The best kind of week.
There's an outbreak for Relar, Varum, and Shinx, and Magikarp until next Monday. Walking Wake and Iron Leaves are also back and can drop Herba Mystica. So if you really missed out on that Walking Wake and Iron Leaves, because this is the most messed up way to distribute a legendary Pokemon, they are available that way. Also, they're not technically legendary, Thatch. I understand, guys.
They're close enough.
They're close enough, yeah.
They're closer to mythicals, but they're still legal in VGC. So you know.
It's weird. It's weird.
They're event only VGC Pokemon. Wow.
Yep. I don't know who's got red. I believe it's Claude.
It's me. I do. All right. They are giving away a Fluttermane for Korean nationals. It's from the senior division, since the master teams were boycotting last year with metronome teams.
I do remember that. I do.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was so silly. What a silly thing.
And then go
next week. I forgot to type it.
Ah, yeah, that's next week then. Cool. Go news. Alongside the biome changes, Wigglet was released for the beach biome, and regional Pokemon spawns differently now. And regional Pokemon spawns differently now.
It's actually really cool.
That's cool. I like that.
Because there's like biomes, and so different. You can like actually see on the map where different Pokemon might be.
I haven't opened up the app in like 4 years.
It feels like a better way to handle it than like the nests, which I'm sure still exist, but
they do from what I could tell.
Yeah. The nests probably still exist, but like it is a much better way to like be like, oh, I can catch different Pokemon if I walk over there. It's kind of cool.
It is. All right. I guess we'll close it out here. Deoncé is being added for everyone May 1st, but if you already got one from Google, Pokemon Go. If you already got one, you don't get another one. It's not like Shaymin where they gave us like 20 of them.
Yes.
You only get one. You just get candy if you've already got it from GoFest. Mm-hmm. And then the 3 days surrounding it, so the first, second, and third, you should be able to get research from spinning spinners that'll give you mega energy for it, because they don't want people to catch more of them in mega raids. So
reasonable.
Yeah. Next up, we have Rivals Week, which is not terribly exciting, but it'll spawn regional rivals like Sockthrow, Durant, Heatmore, and Zangoose, Sviper, and that goes from the 4th to the 9th. Yay.
Yeah.
In TCG news, the Gardevoir EX League Battle Deck, I believe, released last week.
Yes.
It's not a Charizard, but it's like playable.
Yeah, it's...
You do need an Ace spec and Screamtail. It doesn't come with a Screamtail for some reason, and I don't know why, but...
Weird.
That makes it playable. You need the cape, so it's not even that expensive of an ace pack. It's like a...
Maybe $5? $6?
I think it's between $5 and $10, somewhere in there.
Somewhere. Good enough.
Charizard players are debating playing the cape now because everyone's playing Charizard mirrors, so, you know.
Yeah, I've seen that now.
I honestly don't blame them.
That's the debate.
Play the bird. Just play the bird. It's like, play the ostrich.
And rumors are that the small set in August we reported like 2 weeks ago might be Loyal 3 themed with Petrarunt.
Where are the dragons? I thought they're gonna be dragons.
I believe the dragon set is like September in Japan or something.
Yeah, sad.
From my understanding, like June is supposed to be Loyal 3 plus Petrarunt for Japan, and then Stellar debuts in July. And then dragons and more stellar Pokemon in like after Worlds time. So it shouldn't be the dragons because, you know, it exists for Worlds legality reasons, I'm sure. Because it launches like just in time to be legal for Worlds. So it means they have to ban less cards for Japan.
Understandable. All right. Well, it's time for Puckle's Pokey Opinion. What is your favorite rivalry amongst Pokemon? I don't know what that means, Sigma.
Yeah, like in the Pokemon Go event, you know, Durant and Heatmore, those guys.
Oh, I like Fur and Rattata.
I was thinking Ash and
No. The Pokemon themselves. The Pokemon.
Yeah, that's my favorite rivalry too. It's Ash and Gary.
Actually, okay, but like, think about how hyped that was when they fought. Okay.
To be fair, the Paul battles were the best ones of the year.
Okay, but you would have to have endured what was Gen 4 anime.
I understand. Yes,
but Gen 4 anime, but I thought was wonderful.
It was better than Gen 5 anime.
Also true.
Gen 5 anime didn't have the rival battles to look forward to. But whenever Paul showed up, you knew you were due for like a good battle.
Yeah.
I guess it's, I mean, the battles in that section of the anime were done very well.
Especially the battle up at the lake.
Yeah.
Like right by the Snow Point City.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a 2-part episode. They made a big deal about that one. And that was exciting because I think it took like a, was that when it was taking like a year between gyms or something?
Yes.
No, not then. It was between like 4 and 5. It took a long time.
No, it was between 7 and 8. 7 and 8 had like a 50 episode gap.
It was pretty bad.
It was really bad. It was like an entire season. It was really,
no
really
gym.
Bad. Yeah.
It was because you use the gyms to gauge how far you're getting in the series. And when it takes 50 episodes to get a gym, it's like,
it was pretty bad. It was bad. I just miss Saturday morning cartoons. Anybody else?
Yeah.
That way?
I missed time for Saturday morning cartoons. I wish I had more time for that kind of stuff.
I do too. Like, I don't know. To be fair, like a lot of my nostalgia for that is just gone because that's when we typically record this podcast.
Yep,
that's
is
fair.
Like when Saturday morning cartoons would be, and I'm just like, oh man, well we do the podcast instead. That's okay. I would love Saturday morning cartoons to make a comeback. But yeah. All right. Well, I guess I didn't answer the question, but
I mean, we can leave that for next week. We
yeah.
Ash's rivals.
I may or may not be on next week. We'll see how that scheduling works out.
Oh my.
We'll see how that scheduling works out. All right. Well, yeah. With that said, guys, we are going to move on to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge.
Oh hi, and welcome to the Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz our co-hosts on their insane Pokemon knowledge. I'm Mark from the Dunsparce Gang, here to explain the rules. Our fabulous co-hosts will work as a team to answer 5 Pokemon-themed trivia questions that fans have submitted on the Discord server. Each question is worth 1 point, with Pokedex and multiple answer questions worth more, for a total of 7 points. The hosts can use a free hint at any time. If they get all the answers correct and do not use the hint, they can cash it in for an 8th point.
Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we're going to go ahead and ask your questions to our co-host. Our first question this week is going to come to you guys from Shiny Mewtwo Curie. In all Kanto Pokemon games, a book in the Cinnabar Island Lab shows when Mewtwo was created. What was the date on which Mewtwo was created?
Oh no, I know it's February 6th. I have no clue what year it is.
Oh, we don't need the year. I don't think there's actually a year attached to it.
I remember it happening like every February 6th, I believe.
That's good enough for me.
I know it's February. I'm pretty sure it's the 6th.
February 6th is correct. That is the answer. February
Everyone
6th.
Posts it.
Yeah, you are correct. Everybody does post it.
The downside
you are
of
also
following
correct.
The Pokemon social media. It's like you,
yes.
February 6th, you know.
Mewtwo's birth. Back in Pokemon Generation 1, when nothing had rules, Arcanine roamed China. A random Silph-Co employee came from Russia. It's fine.
Raichu is killing Indian elephants. It's okay.
Yes, exactly.
Wait, what? All right,
yep.
I don't want to know.
That is in the Gen 1 Pokedex entry for Raichu.
Okay.
Fun fact.
Its electricity is strong enough to take down an Indian elephant.
Yep.
That's right.
All right. I'm going to ask you this question from Ewan. In Generation 3, all moves are assigned contest types. Only one rock type move is assigned the cute type. What is that rock type move?
Oh, gosh.
This is better than the alternative, believe me.
My first thought would be Ancient Power, but I don't know. That sounds like it would be a smart move. I say that because it's one that becomes a one. It has 100% accuracy, and two, it.
Okay, so we have a rock type move.
There aren't many in Gen 3.
A cute rock type move.
Yep, they're all cute. I get it.
Are they?
What is defense curl?
Not a rock type move. Rollout could be.
That was my thought. Was defense curl and rollout?
Because otherwise you got like rock tomb, rock throw, rock slide.
I don't think it's that. Is there a mud type rock move, or are all the mud moves ground?
Mud move should be ground.
Okay.
I think it's probably between Ancient Power and Rollout. Like, the other one could be Rock Tomb. I don't know. I don't think...
I definitely think it's Rollout over Ancient Power. I think I remember Ancient Power being either tough or smart.
I could see it being smart. I feel like most of the rock moves are probably tough.
Yeah. I would go with Rollout, because I don't know why...
Fampies are cute, and Fampies roll out. I like this plan.
Yep,
I like this logic.
This is good logic. I like it. Feels ice ball. Ice ball is ice type rollout. Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Yes. Are we going with rollout?
I think so.
We're going with rollout.
Rollout is correct. also, fun fact, just like in battle, defense curl gives you a 2-time bonus to the hearts you earn in the contest, just like it's used in battle.
Pill combination moves. Yay. Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys are 2 for 2. Your next question is going to be your Pokedex entry question, as always. It's going to come to you from Mole Coffee. This Pokemon's Pokemon Violet entry reads, "The hardness of this Pokemon's fur depends on its mood. When this Pokemon is prepared for battle, its fur becomes pointed and needle sharp. Who's that Pokemon?"
Oh, dear.
Acnea.
That's not hair. That's not fur.
No. Oh, fur. Fur.
It's spiky fur.
Togedemaru.
I guess it's fur. Sure.
I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm just trying to think.
I think it's a good first guess. I don't know where to go with it. I want
needle like the only like arm. I'm thinking like a porcupine. The only porcupine Pokemon I can think of is Togedemaru.
Hear me out. What if it's Jolteon?
It could be Jolteon. I could definitely see it being Jolteon. Oh wait, what was the Pokedex from?
Scarlet or Violet.
Oh, okay. Darn.
So no Togedemaru. Togedemaru.
Okay, yeah. So maybe it is Jolteon. I don't hate that as an option.
EVs are in every Pokedex, so it's always worth a shot.
True. Very true.
My other guess was Furfru, but being Violet means it's not Furfru. So.
Ah, yes.
Are you going Jolteon then?
I think so.
Yeah.
Jolteon is unfortunately incorrect. Your next entry comes from Pokemon Scarlet, and it reads, "This Pokemon deftly wields the vine hidden beneath its long fur, slamming the hard flower bud against its opponents."
Flower bud?
See, it sounds like Roserade, but that's not in the game. Wait.
Wait.
Florigato?
Oh, it could definitely be Florigato.
That's where I go with a flower.
Yeah, I can see it.
I mean, it could be Masquerada, but I think...
Yeah, that's boring.
I think Florigato.
I would go with Florigato, because...
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because they're both from this gen, so it makes me think it's a Gen 9 Pokemon, so... Yeah.
Florigato is correct.
Yay!
You guys are correct. That is Florigato. All right. Well, your next question is your multiple answer question. You can get up to 3 points here. 2 points per answer. There are 5 total. If you get all 5, you get 3 points. This is from KFury00. What 5 attacks have the word aqua in their name?
All right, we got Aqua Cutter, Aqua Jet,
Aqua Ring.
Okay, those are 3.
Okay, Team Aqua, right?
What are there?
Oh, Aqua Tail.
Yeah.
That is 4. That is 4.
So we said Aqua Jet, Aqua Ring, Aqua Tail, Aqua Cutter.
Yep.
Missing one.
Is there one with Aqua later in the name?
Oh.
No.
Sadly, it is not Araquanid, but
Araqua Water.
Araquater.
Araquater. Quaquaball's move. The step.
Oh, Aqua Step.
Yeah. Aqua Step. That's it.
Aqua Step is correct. That is all 5. You guys get 3 points. You are 6 for 4? Yes?
Yay.
Yes.
Yay.
Some number for some other number.
Yay. Yeah, the points matter. All right, this last question is going to come from Darkest Drifter. He asks, what is the fastest Moody Pokemon? The fastest Pokemon with the Moody ability?
Oh, no.
Glalie at 80. No.
Is it Glalie or is it the Pepper now?
Oh, I think that's 77.
I don't know what its speed is.
Oh, Scovillain. Wait, yeah. Wait.
I know it gets chlorophyll, too.
Yeah, I know. It can be the fastest, just the answer. Or no, it can't.
Well, no, because it can't have chlorophyll.
Yeah, I think it's like 75. I don't think it's faster than Glalie.
I mean, wait, I know maybe. Smeargle is 75. I'm pretty sure it's 75.
Yeah, all right. So let me go through the Moody Pokemon in my head. No way it's Remoraid. Not Octillery. Not Smeargle. Not Snorlax. It could be Glalie, because Glalie's base 80. Other ones are Bibarel, which is not, and then Scovillain. So I'm guessing I think Glalie is the highest if it's 80.
Yeah, it's between Scovillain and Glalie.
I'm pretty sure Scovillain is 75.
All right, because we could use the hint, but I don't know.
No, no hints.
Okay, we'll
who
say
needs the hints?
We'll say
yeah, let's go Glalie. Yeah. Glalie
is correct.
That's yeah. Right.
Glalie has a base stat of 80. Scovillain and Smeargle are tied for second with 75.
Okay.
And Bibarel is at 71. Remoraid follows up at 65 because it's faster than Octillery. So that is a perfect score for you two today. I'm sure that changes up the standing somehow. Probably. Let's find out. I don't think anybody wins yet in this race to 40. And we're going to go ahead. We're going to change it, sort it. In first place, we've got R Sigma with 35.
Oh, wow. We're close.
Yeah. In second place, we've got Claude 9 with 30.
Oh, I have more than I thought I did.
Yeah, apparently.
Get you there.
Yeah. In third, we've got Linian with 29. In fourth, Jushiro with 26. In fifth, Seth Philo with 22. In sixth, Whimsicott with 20. In seventh, we've got a tie between Sublime and Shark at 14. In ninth, we've got Dr. Shamu with 13, and bringing up the rear, Bosifus with 5.
Dang, now I have to find out when Sigma's on next and make sure I get 2 in before that.
I haven't signed up for anything yet, so you got some time.
All right, well, with that, guys, we're going to kick it on over to our topic. Hey, Thatcher. A lot of you have been asking how you can hang out with us during the week. Well, the best way to do so is come to our Discord server at PuckleDiscord.com. You can join our server and you can hang out with us, talk Pokemon, battle, do a bunch of cool things, join in our tournaments. So what's stopping you? Come on over, PuckleDiscord.com. You can jump right on in and have a good time talking with the hosts of the show as well as the large community we've gathered over the years. So come on, let's hang out.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to our topic. Our topic today is worst moves of each generation, which what we're going to do is the three of us are going to go through the moves of each generation. We've already selected or will select a move that we think is the worst move to come out of that generation and discuss and come up with a victor for 1 through 9.
Yeah.
So simple concept. I think we're ready to go. I'm going to let you guys introduce your moves first because they're probably the same as mine. So let's go ahead. Claude, yeah.
Sigma, you started off.
This was your topic idea, Sigma. So let's go ahead and let you start.
All right. Gen 1 was a little hard. And this one, I'm going to have to go. I have two. And one's a really bad move that I feel bad for not saying first. But Lick, being a ghost type, making ghost type physical for multiple gens and just being bad.
I disagree.
I disagree actually with Lick a lot, because Lick was the only damaging, like, with a base power.
It was the only damaging ghost type.
Ghost type move. I want to fight back.
That is the problem. Because then ghost became physical for three generations afterwards because of that.
Two generations after. The physical special split was like the best thing that ever happened to Pokemon.
It is.
Yes.
Like, having Shadow Ball have to be a physical attack is such a disappointment because of Lick.
I think the physical special split is what made competitive Pokemon actually viable.
Correct.
It is. Yes, you are correct. That was the biggest thing in Pokemon.
Yes, it was. It was. But I will disagree on, like, what's your other one?
Oh, Razor Wind. It's the worst move.
So this is like in almost the same vein of what I was going to recommend, which is Skull Bash.
Okay. Skull Bash. Y'all moved a different take than where I was going. This is going to be fun.
I think Razor Wind is probably more useless than Skull Bash, though. I would agree with that.
It's a normal type. It had 75% accuracy.
What? I didn't even see that. Oh my gosh.
That was in Gen 1. They didn't fix its accuracy until Gen 3. They gave it crit boost in Gen 2, but took away its crit boost in Gen 3 when they gave it the 100% accuracy.
Oh my gosh. It's such a bad move. Because it's a two-turn move too.
And it's still only 80 power. It's so bad. It's a normal type instead of flying for some reason.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
It is abysmal.
I remember when I battled the wild Absol and it tried to use that. I was like, what?
I forgot Absol got it.
Bulbasaur gets it as an egg move? Oh, only in Gen 2. Thank God.
Oh, that's so bad.
Why? So does Totodile, by the way.
Why would it ever use it?
What is it trying to do? Okay. All right. So while you went actually bad moves.
Yes.
I went a different route.
All right, what do you?
I was like, what's the worst possible mechanic they could have added to the game that would piss me off?
Was it
that's the one hit KO moves?
Oh, that's fair.
Oh no, those are fine. Those are fine.
I hate the idea of there being some like, oh, you do this move and you can instantly kill whatever is in front of you
for 30% accuracy. I'm all for it.
I don't care. I don't like it.
If they can't kill you in an average of three attacks, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was Sigma. I have no problem with it.
After playing BSS, I have an appreciation for it. I don't like OHKO spam, but I think it's fine as like a move that you run.
I think,
like,
it was a dumb idea and they should never have done it.
Like, now there is an argument that Sheer Cold is dumb because nothing is immune to it.
Oh, I could say Sheer Cold, but like, I still think Razor Wind is the dumbest move.
That's a different generation, isn't it?
That's a different gen.
Yeah.
Like, in Gen 1, you could at least have a ghost type come in and you'd be immune. Or you could have a flying type come in and be immune to fissure. Also, in Gen 1, if you were slower than the Pokemon, it doesn't work. Gen 1 was weird.
I'm just saying, I don't like the idea of there being an instant kill button. And that's what I thought was the worst.
I mean, they haven't added that many more. So, you know.
I know. And
they clearly agree that it might have been a mistake.
And it was. No one's arguing that.
I think Razor Wind wins for me.
That's fine. Razor Wind's also a terrible move. I can't tell you when I've ever used that move.
Nobody has.
I remember using it once or twice when I was a kid and didn't understand what a bad move was.
I don't think anybody used it.
It was a TM, so like a lot of Pokemon got it, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And you just assume that a TM is a good move. It's not. Not always. Actually, did they bring it back as a TM at one point? Oh, no. I have to look this up now.
All right. Well, let's move on to Generation 2.
Let me pull up my Gen 2 moves.
Gen 2. What moves were awful? Are we just choosing, like, awful moves? Because, like, if it's just awful moves, I can think of, like, Gen 1, Gen 2, like, I don't know that they added, like, a ton of terrible moves outside of, like, frustration.
I hated Snore.
I think, like...
I can't...
When you add Sleep Talk, same generation, Snore is pretty bad.
Snore and Nightmare, though, also came out. Nightmare was also there. That's the same thing, but worse.
Yeah.
Like, if we're talking, like, the, like, worst moves added is, I'm gonna go on my train and be like, Hidden Power. It was a mistake of a move.
Hidden Power was bad for the health of the game. Correct. I can agree with that.
I really like how they've controlled Hidden Power with Terra. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like,
Terra Blast is so much better.
Yes.
Terra Blast is much better.
So, if we're looking at just the moves that were added this generation, Twister. I think Twister is an awful move.
Oh, Twister is a terrible move.
I have never been excited when I clicked a Twister. It has always done less damage than I think it should.
It's 40 base power. It's a tackle.
Worst move than Twister. Worst move than Twister, Endure.
Actually, Endure is some neat
thing. Endure is fun for like reverse shenanigans.
I think Endure is terrible.
And this was before Focus Sash, so I'm okay with it.
Okay, fine.
Because I think they added Reversal in at the same time, too.
I will be defeated by Twister. That's fine. Was Reversal added? It was added.
Reversal, yes, it was Gen 2. Same with Flail. Flail, I always thought Flail was in Gen 1.
Really? I don't remember it, but yeah. The one that really gets me is Waterfall's a Gen 1 move.
Because it's a Seeking signature move, yeah.
Because a Seeking signature move, it's weird. I will take the L and we can go with Twister, because Twister is bad.
I'm okay with Twister. It almost made my short list, yes. Triple Kick is also especially bad, but you know, Twister's worse.
Yeah, but Twister's just worse.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I thought Twister was 60 power, and then it was 40, and it's like, oh, that's really bad.
It does have the niche of being able to hit things that are flying.
Yeah, that's true. I think you use that in a battle CD in Pokemon XD.
That's exactly what you do.
That's where I learned it.
Well, that was an easier one. We can move on to Gen 3 then.
Gen 3.
Gen 3 added more moves, though. So this is, I think, my
Gen 3 added a lot of useless moves.
Is it useless or useful?
It added a lot of moves. Useless, I think.
Now, are we counting the shadow moves?
No, we shouldn't include shadow moves.
Also, they're probably better than some of the moves that introduced in Gen 3.
Well, what are you thinking? What are you thinking, Sigma, is like a terrible Gen 3 move? Because like I have an idea, but
this was another one I was like, there are so many bad ones. I'll preface it with that.
I don't see a lot of bad ones on this list. And like all these
I have always hated seeing a wild Pokemon click Water Sport or Mud Sport.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yep.
Those are bad. Those two specific. Actually, I was going to like mention Role Play being a garbage move.
Role Play has at least some use.
But yeah, Water Sport and Mud Sport, I have never seen those moves on a Pokemon that does not always already resist the types that it does.
Or that's immune. The problem. They were designed for double play. And you're never wasting a move on those.
There's a lot of moves that are like designed for doubles that just don't work out later. Like I think Gen 5, we could talk about like the pledge moves, but
Gen 5, I might have one of those. And Gen 6 had a bunch of those too.
But like, that's a really good one. Like I can't think of a worse move than that.
No, I was gonna say something else, but you blew me out of the water with Mud Sport and Water Sport, because whenever a Pokemon used them, I'm like, okay, I wasn't going to use one of those moves anyway, so...
Smelling Salts is pretty bad.
Like, I was going to go with, like, Tickle. When was the last time you heard Tickle?
I mean, it's not great, but it's not awful.
Tickle got cold, right? Like, I think Mud Sport and Water Sport also got cold, but...
Tickle's still around, I think.
Tickle's fine. It's a -1 attack, -1 defense. Like, it has some use, just nothing wants to use it.
Yeah, Mud Sport is awful, and... So is Water Sport.
I mean, the moves that came with Stockpile are also kind of bad.
Oh, yeah. That whole mechanic was a bad mechanic.
They're fine. They're cute. So once, when I was playing Pokemon Emerald as a kid, I got on the SS Aqua. I was doing, like, as in Gen 3, you could hunt for Ditto, right? And I was trying to get Ditto of every nature. So I could trade them up to my Gen 4 games and do a bunch of breeding in Gen 4. And I was doing that in Pokemon Emerald, and I accidentally got on the SS Aqua with a team full of Ditto because I was checking all of their natures and I wasn't thinking about it. And there's one person on that boat that ends up having a Pelipper that only knows like Stockpile, Swallow, and Spit Up. And so I got stuck with a Ditto transformed into that Pelipper, and it was the worst battle of all time.
And Gen 3 Stockpile was not also like cosmic power.
It was bad. It was bad. It was just a bad time.
Those are bad moves too.
Yeah, those
not
are
a,
bad.
Not as bad.
It was just a bad time. But I digress. I guess we're going to Gen 4.
Wow, this is taking a lot less time than I expected. I thought we'd be more like fighting over moves. Oh, wait.
No, I feel like it's very easy for us to agree over which moves are terrible. Like, I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
The later gens have a lot.
Oh, no. There's a Gen 1 move we missed. Uh-oh. You know how you said Razor Wind? I think I can beat Razor Wind.
What do you
got? Comet Punch.
Ooh. Comet Punch isn't good, but there are so many just like it.
Yeah, but it's 85 accuracy, 18 power.
What about Barrage?
Comet Punch is a multi-hit, though, right?
It is.
That's why. That's why it's both those things. Look at Fury Swipes.
Barrage is the same thing. Barrage is 15 power.
So is Fury Swipes, I think.
Never fine. Never mind. Yeah. Gen 4 it is.
They had like 5 million of those moves recolored, despite still being normal moves. It's bad.
Okay. So Gen 4. We're on to Gen 4.
So many really good moves here. This is hard.
There's also a lot of there's a lot of really good moves because this is when they came up with the physical special split and they had to fill out like the holes that they were missing.
Yes. I agree with that. I do agree with that.
I have one.
There are still a few bad moves here.
Okay, Sigma, tell us what yours is, just so Claude and I could be like, okay, never mind. You were right.
I have three. What is
Trump
say?
Card is bad.
That's on my list of ones I need to read so I can understand why it's good or bad.
One, you never PP up it. Each time you use it, it's based on how much PP you have. If it's your last one of the 5 PP that it comes with, it's 200 base power. Before that, it only gets up to 80.
If you have more than 4 PP left on your Pokemon, it is 40 power. 3, it's 50. 2, it's 60. 1, it's 80. And then 0, it's 200.
It gets bonus points for being convoluted.
Yes, that is bad, but there are two others I would like to talk about. In the same vein, you have Ring Out.
That is up there, yes. That is a bad move.
And then Miracle Eye.
Miracle Eye I'm okay with. It's Miracle the one that lets you hit dark types with psychic moves.
Yes, it's basically Odor Sleuth, but for psychic to dark.
I'm okay with those moves existing.
It's okay. I think Miracle Eye is okay because Odor Sleuth exists, and it's fine.
Yeah, but Odor Sleuth only existed because of normal types.
Kind of, yeah.
This is back when they're trying to give Psychic back something because Pursuit was too buffed.
True.
Pursuit killed a lot of things. I would be willing to go with either Ring Out or Trump Card. I think Trump Card...
Ring Out's pretty
probably
bad.
Worse.
Yeah, Trump Card's... I don't know. Because Trump Card had like some gimmicky plays in competitive. I think Ring Out's worse, in all honesty.
Ring Out's really bad, especially since they also gave a legendary version to it to... Regigigas, didn't they? Crush Grip?
Yeah, they did. Ring Out, for those of you at home, the power varies between 100 and 121 and is greater the more HP the target has. And the calculation is some math problem you have to work out in your head.
It's 121 if they're at max HP. Even if they're not, it's whatever percentage.
It still doesn't do enough damage.
It's underwhelming. And for some reason, Crush Grip wasn't even stronger. I don't know why they didn't strengthen Crush Grip.
No, it wasn't. You're absolutely correct.
It should have been 150 power. It's a legendary Pokemon's move. Or you could have just given it Ring Out because it's the same move. It is the same move.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's bad. It's a bad move.
All right. Well, I guess on to Gen 5.
Okay. I got one here and it's really bad.
All right, Claude, give it to us.
Quash.
No, that one's fine.
Quash is actually good. That was used by Sableye actually pretty effectively in doubles.
Prankster Sableye uses Quash.
Prankster Sableye was using Quash in VGC.
Nah, I didn't realize it got that. Never mind.
So you can Prankster Quash, yeah.
Yeah, that is I think Murkrow gets it too. Yeah.
Alright.
Murkrow can
like I almost just want to nominate all of the pledge moves for trying something, but also just failing at it. But
at that point then I would move to the power / guard split moves.
They aren't exciting. I can tell.
I'm not mad about those. I'm mad that they exist as well. Magic Room is also really weird. It's like a weird Trick Room substitution.
Isn't that the one that gets rid of items?
There's a Wonder Room as well.
Yeah, Trick Room. Yeah, Magic Room's the one that like gets rid of items, so like it's never going to be used anyway, so it's fine.
And then Wonder Room swaps defense and special defense.
That one's so weird. That one's bad.
That one's bad.
That one might win.
Oh, Wonder Room? Yeah, Wonder Room's pretty bad, too.
I didn't like Round, but like there's
at Round was on my list as well, but it...
Here's the thing about Round. It gets better in later generations when they come up with abilities to
sound.
Make normal moves different types.
Well, that and it becomes a sound-based move, so it allows it also to go behind sub, so it has a niche role.
I mean, Synchro Noise is also trash, but I think Wonder Room's worse.
Oh, Synchro Noise.
We're all correct.
Synchronize is like right
Wait,
there.
Wait, what does Bestow do?
It gives an item to someone else. I think it's a doubles thing that no one ever has used.
So also
because they removed
very,
the
very bad, the bad, bad, bad move.
So are we going Bestow or Wonder Room?
I think Wonder Room's still worse.
I think Wonder Room's worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder Room is worse. Okay. We're all in agreement.
They tried to make Trick Rooms a thing and they failed miserably.
Yeah, they did.
All right. Now we're on to Generation 6.
And there's not a lot of moves.
It's a bunch of, yeah, I think Generation 6 is also not only when they're just like, oh, a bunch of new Pokemon, we probably should just like do the good Pokemon. And they did the same thing with the moves.
There are like three bad moves here, I think.
So
maybe four.
Let me double check because there's some I don't know. Like there's a bunch of, like, I've never heard of this move or I don't remember what this move does. And I'm like, all right, cool. Let me go double check all this stuff.
I can see a couple of moves where I'm just like, yeah, that probably doesn't need to exist.
Like there's things I'm like, I don't know what that move does. And then I'm like, all right, now I have to like open up all these pages and read through all the moves. And I'm like, all right.
They introduced two moves that turn moves into electric types for some reason.
Yes.
I believe Ion Deluge and Electrify do very similar things.
Electrify.
Electrify is different because it's only on two
targets.
Pokemon.
Move electric.
Yeah. Whereas Ion Deluge only does it for normal types attacks,
yes.
I think.
So those are both very bad.
They're very bad and like very low
so
given out.
And for some reason, they also came up with a move called Belch, which is just fling.
Oh, Belch is
if
wonderful.
You ate a berry, it's a strong move.
And that's, you can do it multiple times in a row is the thing. Belch, a fling is only once per turn, once per held item. Yeah. You eat the berry, you can belch multiple times.
I'm wrong then. I apologize.
Belch isn't exciting, but it's not bad.
I mean, do we want to look at, what's it called? Celebrate and Happy Hour?
No,
that are just nothing. That are just splash.
Happy Hour is great.
Happy Hour is good for like in-game stuff.
Grinding money, yeah. Hold Hands doesn't do anything, though. I think its Z move actually did. Granted, in Gen 6,
Hold Hands has no effect in battle.
It's literally an event move, though, so nothing learned it outside of
it. And it's meant for a multi. It can be used in a double or triple battle.
Exciting.
Where it's animate and it's held and it's they do a small, slight different animation. That's it. That's all it does is, oh, cool, here's the animation. That's it.
So
that is pretty bad.
This is where they started to decide that they wanted to give support to plus minus.
Yep, with Magnet Flux.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good at all.
I mean, at that point, though, like you have Aromatic Mist, which is...
Which one are we going with it? Like, there's just like a bat of like... There's just like a bunch of bad electric type things going on here. That's all I'm hearing.
Well, there's Aromatic Mist, which is,
which is also kind of bad.
Defense of one of your allies.
Why?
Yeah, one stage.
That's bad. That's bad.
You know what we have nowadays? Decorate, which does two stages of each attack, right? I think that's what it does.
Or
coaching. Aromatic Mist is really bad.
That is bad. I think Aromatic Mist is worse than the rest of these, because at least the other ones were trying to do something. Aromatic Mist is just bad.
Rotakiller is also like a special mention here.
I think Aromatic Mist is the loser here. I think it's the loser. I think Aromatic Mist is just her.
Aromatic Mist, I think,
I'm
is
totally
worse.
Okay with that. Yeah.
I would like to read the description of Rotatilla, though.
Oh, please.
It's no longer with us. Rotatilla raises the attack and special attack stats of all grounded grass-type Pokemon on the field by one stage, except for those that are, like, flying or digging. And it fails if there are no grass types. So, it's only had by, like, in Gen 6, it was had by, like, Dugtrio. You could be wasting your Excadrill's time with this. Your Diggersby. Like, no. Your Lopunny.
It's a good TCG move on Bunnelby.
That's because it could attack twice, though.
All right. Well, that's Gen 6. Aromatic Mist is the loser there. And we're on to Generation 7. I think we skipped the Z moves, if that's okay. I think
we skipped. Yeah. And are we counting all of the, like, Eevee moves and Pikachu moves?
I mean, those are good moves, so...
The Let's Go moves? Yeah, but those are better moves than probably some of the other ones, so... Yeah. Well, what do you have? What do you have, Sigma?
So I chose not to do this one. It's a bad move. Toxic Thread.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more.
Oh, that is bad. The Ariados signature move, Toxic Thread.
I was going to say it's more about bashing Ariados than bashing Toxic Thread because it's kind of a good move. It's not on Ariados.
It actually is, though. You're not wrong.
I think I have one that's bad, but I have to double check and make sure there's nothing worse.
What I find funny is that because they refuse to give to anything that's not Ariados, it wasn't available in Gen 8, but it's available in Gen 9. It's one of the few moves that only misses Gen 8.
I don't know why it's just on Ariados. Why is it not on Spidops? I know it wouldn't help it, but...
Toxic Thread poisons the target and lowers its speed by one stage. That's actually not bad at all.
Like, that's fine. It's not super exciting, but it's not awful.
The distribution's just bad.
It's on Ariados, and they didn't do anything to make Ariados not bad.
It's a Gen 9 Pokemon, too. It's a Gen 7, like, move on a Gen 2 Pokemon. It's like Fire Lash.
I was going to say, it's just like Fire Lash that they created this Gen 2.
Yep.
But,
Fire Lash, where they're just like, oh, let's give Heatmore a signature move.
Spotlight is the worst move that's ever seen competitive use.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. Spotlight was one of the ones I have, but the other one I had was Purify.
Purify is really bad, too.
Oh, my gosh.
For those at home that don't know what Spotlight does, because it's not bad, it lets you ignore redirection effects.
Yeah, so imagine, like, someone uses Follow Me, and you use it on that Pokemon that used to follow. It has to be on the Pokemon that used the Follow Me.
I think the big use was avoiding Storm Grain. That was the big use for it.
I could see that as, like, a tech, but, like, I don't think that works out a lot.
Nope.
Well, the issue is the Pokemon you were running it on is Clefairy, because Starmie wasn't good in doubles. Lantern, no. Shinnatic? No. That's funny. No. So, like, Clefairy was the best Pokemon that could use it. So, it eventually was culled from the game, but it had use. What were you going to say, Claude?
Mine was Purify, which Purify's for those really that don't know is if the target has a non-volatile status condition, Purify cures it and then restores the user's HP by 50% of its own maximum health.
Yay, it's like Wake Up Slap or Smelling Salts, except you heal.
Yep, but you have to have the condition.
Sparkling Aria might also be one of like the most awkward moves. It doesn't do bonus damage to the burn that it heals.
It just heals burn.
It heals burns. I don't know why.
But it's also a sound-based move, so it has...
It's a good move. Yeah. I just don't understand the burn healing. I never understood the burn healing.
No, that's a weird choice for them to have added onto it.
Shout out to Gear Up for also being plus-minus support.
Yep.
Strong strategy there, that plus-minus.
Just for those watching now, Battle Factory plus-minus, it's going to happen now. Gotta make it happen.
The issue is it's only on Kling Klang and Magearna.
Plus one Mylon aren't in the game?
No, I mean the move. You can only use it on Kling Klang or Magearna, which means it was never used because no one ever used Kling Klang or Magearna. And Magearna's always banned. So.
Yeah, also true.
Sad story. But yeah, Purify's bad.
I think it's Purify.
Wasn't Pukumuku's whole battle style to click Toxic and then...
Yep. Yes, it was.
And it has Recover anyway.
And Rest.
like, it doesn't do anything on it. It's just redundant. Yeah. It's bad.
All right, well, I think Purify from Gen 7 is our choice.
Yeah.
Easily.
All right, so we're in Generation 8 now. We're almost there.
Okay.
We're losing bad moves at this point.
There are still some really bad moves coming in.
We are losing bad moves because they're adding less and less moves. Oh, please tell.
It lowers the target speed stat by one stage, but it doubles if it's a fire type.
What's the name of this move?
Tar Shot.
Tar Shot. Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's the signature move of Karkol's line.
Yeah.
Mr. Colossal. Actually, just Colossal.
It's just only Colossal gets this. It is Colossal's signature move, and I don't see there's even a Tar Pokemon, so it's very odd that it's there.
The other bad one that I found was Tea Time, which just causes all Pokemon to eat their berries if they're holding one.
That's funny. It's bad.
I think Tar Shot is worse.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying it's the other bad one I could find.
See, I was going to bash G-Max Depletion because despite how cool Gigantamax Duraludon looked, it was never correct to play it.
Nope.
because, like, who cares about losing 2 PP? You could be dropping the attack of both Pokemon in doubles.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to grind them out of PP with 3 attacks. You're already using a dragon attack, which isn't great. Like,
I like Tar Shot. I think Tar Shot is the worst one.
Tar Shot's pretty bad. I missed that one. Yeah. It's bad.
Tar Shot's the worst one. Wow, that was easy.
With Gen 9, there are so many I don't know. I'm realizing as I'm going through this list, I'm like, what is this?
There's a lot of moves in Gen Move that, yeah, there's a lot of signature moves that just like show up in Gen 9.
Most of them are like reasonable, though.
Yeah, Gen 9 did a good job, actually. I'm not going to lie. The one that I thought was weird to exist as a move, I'm not saying it's a bad move, was Pounce.
Pounce was a weird one.
I'm, like, okay that it exists, but I, like, it's fine.
I mean, there is a bad one. I'm saving it for right now. Comeuppance is kind of bad.
I have one that's pretty bad.
Okay.
I think. And it's Doodle.
Doodle's fine. Doodle's fine.
It changes the ability of the user and ally to the targeted Pokemon's ability.
So Doodle, it's exclusive to Grafaii, right?
Yeah.
Early on, I think there were strategies to use it next to a Slaking.
Oh, okay.
In doubles. So the downside is there are a lot of Pokemon this gen that can't have their abilities changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't get Paradox, you can't get Ruin Pokemon. So,
it's pointless.
It got worse as time went on, but it's a cute move. Like it has use. It has use. They did just remake, Ring Out, but worse this gen.
With what?
Have you heard of the move Hard Press?
Yes. Okay. Hard Press might.
It is Ring Out with a capped power of 100 instead of 120. And sadly, it's like one of the better steel moves, but you know.
So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty bad.
I mean, they remade a bad move already. Like, I don't know why they brought it back. They deleted Ring Out from the game.
I mean, so the other thing is, like, they added Fillet Away, which is just Chip Off.
No, it's not Chip Off. It's Shell Smash.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Wrong move then. There's another one they added that's, like, very similar to, like, oh, if a Pokemon fainted, it does more damage.
I forgot about Chip Away as a move. When did that come out?
Gen 5, I think. But it did damage and wasn't terrible.
Doing damage helps a lot in not being a bad move.
Ah, so the other bad one that I found was Silk Trap.
Another spider's signature move.
Yes, it protects the user from all effects of physical and special moves. That's it.
Doesn't it lower speed if they get hit or something? Isn't it like a King Shield variant or something?
Correct. If they get hit, so you take all the damage, but like if it's like a flamethrower, you will get burned, but they'll get their speed lowered one stage. It's just, and if it goes last in the turn, it fails.
Mm.
So it's only on, what's it?
A super slow Pokemon.
Yes, Spidops with very low speed.
I mean, this kind of reminds me of the signature move of our good friend Hisuian Avalug from Gen 8. Yes. That gives a flinch chance on Hisuian Avalug, because that flinch chance really is going to matter.
Hey, it matters all the time.
In Trick Room teams.
100%.
But then again, you're running Hisuian Avalug, so, like, who's the real winner?
Exactly.
Okay, so what have we decided? Are we thinking, Silk Trap is bad, but also Spidops is so bad, too.
That's kind of where I'm at with it. It's kind of like how Toxic Threat, it's like, it's not great, but also, I blame Ariados for this.
I think I blame the move just being bad.
This move is kind of bad.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not even good.
It is a King Shield variant. Yeah.
It's a worse King Shield.
But without the Protect, though, which is the whole reason to do it.
No, it is a Protect.
No, it's not Protect. It just does the effects. You still take the damage.
Yeah, you still take the damage. It's like if you get hit by Fire Punch, you still get hit by Fire Punch, but you can't get burned.
That's so bad.
Yeah, it's worse.
Oh, that's so bad.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Oh, it does have priority, though. It does have priority, so it won't go last.
Yeah, sure. Priority plus 4. Like, it's fine. Like, the only thing beating that is Protect.
Why are
it
you...
It is Protect.
It's not Protect. It's worse.
It's worse Protect.
But it's bad. It is bad. It's bad. It's bad. I agree it's bad.
It's like Protect on a budget, okay?
It's Protect from Wish.
Oh, I think that's it. I think we did it. We did it, guys.
I think that's it, yeah.
Why is it so hard to read this attack's ability? Jeez.
That's a great question.
So we have officially gone through every generation. We've identified the worst move, I think, in each generation.
I think so.
In the email, though, next week, let us know what move you think is the worst in general. With that, though, guys, I think I'm going to take us over to our Pokemon of the episode. We will catch you on the flip-flop.
Episode.
Welcome to our Pokemon of the episode. Our Pokemon of the episode this week is National Dex number 918, Spidops, the trap Pokemon.
It's Pokemon Scarlet. Pokedex entry reads, it clings to branches and ceilings, using its threads to and moves without a sound. It takes out its prey before the prey even notices. Sure it does.
It has to.
Yeah, with its 35 base speed. I mean, come on.
It has to because it can't do anything else. Its base attack is like 79. Its base special attack is 52. Its base speed is 35. Dude, this thing's so bad.
It has stake. Hear me out. It has stake out.
And sucker punch.
It's still bad.
Oh, I'm not arguing that. It's in ZU. There's not even like a... It's the worst web setter we have. And that's saying something.
I bet Jolteon is probably better.
Tarantula is such a cute Pokemon too, and then it evolves into this.
Yeah.
I think
Tarantula has more viability than Spidops.
I think I have heard that the spider it's based off of has like its eyes burned off every day in the sun or something like that.
What?
It has to regrow them. Like the lens around its eyes. It's got a
ogre face spider. I have no idea. Eyes. The posterior medium eyes are larger forward facing. These eyes have a wide field of view, blah blah blah. Each night a large area of light sensitive membrane is manufactured within the eye and destroyed at dawn, with the membrane being converted into vesicles, which are then lysed. These are all words I don't know.
I don't know.
It does create new membranes on its eyes. Maybe not burned off, but it does create new membranes on its eyes.
Okay. It's something like that.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
But there's actually a TCG card for Spidops, despite it being a terrible Pokemon in the video game. The card is actually like usable. People use it in decks, the Spidops EX. Mm-hmm. Not good decks. I'm going to say not good decks, but like fun decks.
We call them Venomoth decks.
There's another deck it's with.
So let me pull it up real quick. I don't know why. I don't remember where anything is, but here it is. There we go. Spidups has an EX card in the intro to Scarlet and Violet set. Spidups EX is a stage one, obviously, evolved from Tarantula. It has the big thing is its ability. It does have a move for a grass and a colorless called Wire Hang for 90 damage plus. And this attack does 30 more damage for each retreat energy and your opponent's active Pokemon's retreat cost, which does synergize with this ability, which is Trap Territory, and your opponent's active Pokemon's retreat cost is just one more. So a lot of people do like to play multiple of these Spidops on the bench to just increase your retreat cost insanely and to trap you in and to play control.
And then you really hope they aren't playing Future Box.
Yes.
Because Future Box ruins your day.
Yep.
Yes.
Turns out Future Booster Energy just makes your retreat cost zero. It doesn't
didn't
matter.
It drop, though, in the last tournament? It
oh, yeah.
Though.
Oh, yeah. Realized Charizard just has a good matchup into everything.
Charizard does have a good matchup in everything. Charizard's very good right now. We'll see how it goes, like as the time progresses. Like, the next set might hopefully help. We can only hope.
Gets better and not worse. That's the hope.
This format's very short, all things considered, right? So
that is a benefit. It's only like 2 months.
It's only like 2 months. And like it goes away in like 3 weeks or something. So
granted, like after NIIC, there's like no official events till Worlds, but you know.
Yeah. It's okay.
it's still short.
It's fine. But yeah, Spidups has like that card. That's nice. It does have.
It has a cool card. Shiny.
The shiny is cool.
It's very pink. It's like pink and blue instead. The pink replaces the green on the Spidops. And the red thread. The red thread is really cool on the Tarantula.
It actually does look pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. You're right. Shiny Spidops is cool.
There were a lot of bad shinies this generation. So, you know, good shinies need shout out. Looking at you, starters.
Yeah. The starters this gen sucked, right?
Yeah.
They looked like they lost printer ink. The shiny starters looked like they lost the printer ink when they
printed that. Yeah, like, you know, we go from like the Gen 7 starters, which were like legit, to whatever these were.
Like, Meowscarada was miserable. It's like, let's change the color to purple. Why?
I think it's
slightly more.
Purple shinies are also typically pretty bad. Spidups works, but like typically purple shinies are just bad. Just throwing it out there. Also, how many people were disappointed when they discovered Spidups was the evolution of Tarantula? I was.
Yeah. I hope nobody was trying to use their Tarantula in the story.
Yeah, Tarantula is such a cool concept for a Pokemon, and then it's just like, yeah, we just evolved into this giant spider that's bad.
And it evolves at level 15. I hope it gets an evolution in the future.
Spidups is one of those that could use it, I think.
The Spite Ops could have some potential if it could get like an evolution, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Because conceptually, it's like fine.
Does it even get any like cool moves? It's like it gets a bunch of okay moves.
I mean, Sticky Webs is always like a thing.
Yeah, but it's like it's meh. It's like Skitter Smack, okay. Trailblaze is okay, but you're base 35 speed anyway, so who cares?
It'll take a few of those. You aren't going to survive to make that speed matter.
Electroweb, okay, that's fine. Shadow Claw is something. Toxic Spikes, X Scissor, yeah, I would hope. Yeah, it's nothing like super fancy or great to write home about. I'm so sorry, Terran or Spite Ops. Is it in a tier? Does it even make it to ZU?
It doesn't have any guides for ZU.
No. I believe that.
Oh, Tarantula is in Little Cup.
Tarantula is in Little Cup. Please tell me how it's used, Claude, and why it's not trash. Please, please,
webs.
Please. It does have webs. What's its base speed? Base 20, it's me.
I
was going to say, it doesn't matter. It's Little Cup.
Yeah, I think it's...
If you're not
you have Stakeout, so that's kind of fun, but...
Oh, Stakeout's fun, too, yeah.
And you get Knockoff, so it's Knockoff. In Little Cup, it has spikes, and it has webs, so it's a... You know, it can do stuff, kind of.
I love Little Cup. Little Cup's one of my favorite tiers. It's just so good. It's so fun. Can we do Draft League Little Cup?
That'd be fun.
That's actually probably the best Draft League there is Little Cup Draft League. Well, there's not much else to say about Spite Ops. No, I'm not going to lie. There's nothing else to say.
We tried.
I tried to give you something, buddy. Oh, it gets Circle Throw. That's something. Right. Well, that's Spite Ops. I don't know what else to tell you. The card's useful. That's about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
They found something to do with it. Yay.
Yeah. But yeah, we're going to kick it on over now, guys, to the mailbag. We will catch you on the flip-flop.
It's mail time! Send in your emails! Mail!
Welcome to the mailbag. The mailbag, as always, is the segment where you can send us an email at pucklepodcast@gmail.com. And we'll tell you, we might read it on the show. We'll see. We typically have a prompt. Last week, we asked you what you wanted in a Pokemon Legends Johto game. And some of you answered that question. Some of you made up your own question, which is fine, actually. Like, especially if it's good content, we'll probably read it.
We don't care.
Yeah, honestly, yes. But yeah, always, this segment is brought to you by the fictional energy drink Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Hooves!
And as always, we'll give out the Green Tauros badge to anybody who sparks conversation. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to get started. This week, our first email is going to come to us from Aki. And Sigma's got this one.
Yeah. Hey, Puckle Pals. Hope you guys are doing all right. My idea for a Legends Johto game would look like us traveling to Hoenn. Yep. I am going to tell you about how Pokemon Legends Hoenn would look like instead, because I don't think I could come up with anything interesting about Johto, because I don't have any ideas that you guys and others wouldn't have come up with already, and I am not that fond of Johto. My idea...
Okay.
Yeah, sure. It's like,
I mean, I can understand. Johto is not exciting if Kanto wasn't there. But yeah. My idea for a Legends Hoenn game would be us being part of the Draconoid tribe, and starting from the Draconoid village, Meteor Falls, about the time in the 1800s when the Western world had trade contact with Japan through Nagasaki. I would have wanted to have it take place during the 1600s, but I don't think that would be appropriate because of the Shimabara Rebellion, and Pokeballs would likely not have been invented. We could see the introduction... I
don't know how Pokemon games works without Pokeballs, but continue. I digress.
I mean, that's why they said they moved it up time-wise.
Yeah, okay.
Granted, Pokeball, it doesn't matter. I don't think the timeline's that straight.
No, I don't think so either.
We could see the introduction of the Galarian Zigzagoon and see one of them adopt to become modern-day Zigzagoon through the course of the game. All the plot could be us investigating different meteor crash sites, eventually leading us to using Rayquaza to fight Deoxys in a secret while the region, the tribe, is trying to engage with the foreign traders. The starter Pokemon would be Snivy, Quaxly, and Charmander, all which would evolve into Dragon-type Pokemon in their final evolution. Is it lazy? Maybe. But since we are part of the Draconoid clan, I think it's appropriate. That's fair. They are dragon-like.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Quaxly. Quaxly is just a duck, but we can make him a dragon duck, I believe. Superior could be more of a dragon and have it be based on Jimuguri, or the forest rat snake. Charizard, whom I would just place in for Gen 1 nostalgia sales, and base it off the amber-colored salamander, and have it not have wings, since it's not a flying type, to differentiate it from the two Charizards. You might be asking why Queckwavel. Because it's a male duck, is called a drake. Okay.
That makes perfect sense now.
I understand now. Okay. Drake is also a term associated with dragons. A dragon-looking duck would be a pretty sick design. Okay, you explained it to me. I'm sold on it.
It makes sense.
There would be a few regional variants I would like. Regional variants of Toxicroak, which is a water poison type, and a regional variant of Noivern, which could be a normal dragon type. These are some of my ideas that I would like to see in a potential legendary Hoenn, or Legends Hoenn. With a lot of love, Aki.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Aki. We appreciate your Legends Hoenn take. This next one is going to be from Cinderace 11. It comes with images, which unfortunately are terrible for a podcast audio-only median. But I'm all for Claude going ahead and reading the email, and then I guess reading the images, because they do play into the email's context as well.
Okay.
Well, they got descriptions, dang.
They have descriptions. Yeah, they went pretty far on this, and their MS Paint skills are solid.
How's your shuckle, Thatch and Puckle? I don't know why I hate that.
I like that better than howdy do, Puckle Crew, okay? That's like, how do you do, Puckle Crew?
How's your shuckle, Thatch and Puckle? I don't know why that bothered me, but it did. Anyways, let's pretend like that never happened. Cinderace 11 here, and I'm writing to give my thoughts on Legends Johto, or more accurately, a certain Pokemon that I'd like to see in Legends Johto, Ledian. Ugh, good old Ledian. It probably should be, at least. Look how they massacred my boy. Children, avert your eyes. It's the Iron Fist user with the base attack of
35.
Wow. That's wonderful. Boy, am I glad they made a Pokemon like that. he did not ask to be in this world. He needs help. Son, we will fix you. And we will try, at least.
I'm not usually for giving huge power to Pokemon, but Ledian's an exception.
Ledian deserves it. Huge power would give it, what, a base stat total of, or a base stat, base attack of 70? Like, that's not bad.
No. Anyways, first, we need to give Ledian a new ability. Replace Early Bird with Prankster. This will allow both priority Tailwind and Screens. Next, buff all its stats by 25 except for Special Defense. Then teach it Follow Me. This will let it be a very viable supporter. Then we unlock its potential further by giving it an evolution. Or two, actually. Letting it use Eviolite and be stupid tanky. I don't think that would help it. But still,
it wouldn't, but it'd be better than what we have now, right?
Anything is better than what we have now. Next, the evolutions, and these are what the two images are that were sent in. First, Lady Chador. Its stats file.
Lady Chador. That's not how I read it, but you are correct in how it should be pronounced.
Yeah, like a luchador. Lady Chador.
You are correct. Lady Chador. Lady Chador.
Basically, give it 100 attack, 85 defense, 60 special attack, 120 special defense, 105 speed, and 100 HP, and then just give it all the fighting. Give it a bunch of fighting moves and whatnot.
Because it's a fighting type. It's a bug fighting type.
Yeah, bug, exactly. Yeah. Make it bug fighting.
Give it flying press. It needs it.
Flying press. It should have flying press. Yeah.
It should if it doesn't. Yeah. Secondly, they give a pronunciation for the second one. Ledian. Oh, Ledian. That's okay. Is a bug fairy type with Prankster.
Ledian.
And Queenly Majesty abilities.
I'm into that, actually.
That's pretty cool. It can be a priority blocker. However, it doesn't have Follow Me. Okay, I don't think that'd make it any more broken. Stat-wise, it's more special attack-based and has a lot of speed.
You know, we get sent a lot of, like, Pokemon fixes, and they're usually, like, overpowered and busted. I think this is the most balanced fix we've ever received for a Pokemon, ever. I'm gonna be honest. Like, in the past 16 years of me doing this show, This is the most reasonable addition to the Pokemon games that I've ever seen.
Probably need to drop the total BSD down by like 40, but otherwise it's solid.
It's very reasonable, though. This is very reasonable.
It is within reason. It is within reason. I don't disagree with that. 580 is just like usually where legendaries get their stats.
Like 550. 550 is like Arcanine, right? So like,
I think 530 is where
you'd be. Yeah, 540, 530, something, but 540 and below is usually where you're looking.
Correct.
Yeah.
Anyways, after that, not too long rant about Ledian. Yeah, totally. Anyways, I honestly think I would prefer Gen 6 as opposed to Gen 2. Honestly, because I never got to play Gen 5 and Gen 6 due to me not owning a 3DS, but I digress. The game idea you guys have created sounds fun. I think the land ride Pokemon should be Piloswine or its evolution, purely because I want more of the way I want more of the way the player looks like they're about to fall off when Koridon runs.
Well, thank you, Cinderace11.
Thank you. All right.
Right. Our last email is going to be from Gigasaurus Games. Hello, Puckle Crew. To my slight surprise, I actually had strong opinions about some of the things that the Legends Johto game should have, so I decided to write in and give my thoughts on what some of the available Pokemon should be. First, I actually would prefer that Chimchar be given to Legends Kalos rather than Johto, because I worry that this would otherwise lead to Torchic being the starter in Kalos and make the question of Mega Blaziken awkward, especially if they continue the trend of regional final evolutions for the starters in Legends games. Actually, that's fine. Like, Mega Slowbro exists and, like, Galarian Slowbro exists. It's fine. It just means, like, Kalosian Blaziken can't do it. Instead, I would actually give Johto Fennekin for the fire starter, and the final evolution could lean more into the Kitsune Trickster Fox aspects of the design. I'm okay with this, actually.
I think that's reasonable. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps making it Fire Fairy instead of Fire Psychic. Since Froakie would then be a duplicate generation starter, I would make the water starter for Legends Johto Mudkip, and it could evolve into a new water grass swamper to draw on the other aspect of swamps, having an abundance of foliage. The grass starter would probably end up being Turtwig, which could perhaps evolve into a grass steel type since Gen 2 introduced the steel type. That would be cool, actually. Yeah, into that. As for new Pokemon, I think a really funny idea for the new Ursaluna equivalent ride Pokemon in Legends Johto would be an evolution of Octillery that finally creates a beta tank aspect of the design, so the player can just drive around in the tank and knock down barriers. The new mythical bird would probably be Aqua Quattro, but I think that a rock-flying Geo Quattro would be more interesting.
Oh, no.
Well, we were talking about, like, you know, how they brought in, like, Anavarous. They needed the fourth for the legendary birds. Since Legends Z to A came up as well, I want to add my two cents about the timeline for the game. Based on the trailer, I'm actually very confident it's in the past. Most of the arguments for the being in the future seem to assume that it looks like modern Kalos, but I think that's because the cities like Paris are just old cities. In contrast, the trailer starts with an old-style sketch rather than the Tron-esque diagrams, which I think reflects the urban development plan being older. More importantly, in my opinion, is not a single image includes any shot of a vehicle, while modern Lumio City has multiple taxis that the player can take. I like this defense. I agree with Gigasaurus here, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I lean towards past, but I have no clue. I honestly do not.
This may be stretching it, but I don't think that this is a future redevelopment of the city. As a last comment, I just want to add that the Bone Wars were mostly an American phenomenon, not a British one, and that recent studies think Triceratops may be the holotype for a species that includes several other specimens thought to be different species. As always, I greatly enjoyed the discussion, and I'm glad to see that Bosifus has returned to the show. Thank you for all the hard work you do in putting into making such a great podcast every week, and I hope you all have a good day. Gigasaurus Games. Well, thank you, Gigasaurus. We appreciate that. That's every email. Honestly, I want to give Cinderace the badge.
Yeah, so
I'm fine with that.
Because Cinderace has provided the most realistic Pokemon creation that I have ever seen in Puckle.
In the past 10 years?
I think they're a little overpowered. I mean, I think they're a little too buffed on the stat side.
They're slightly, but they're not like overly done so.
Usually people go, well...
People will go to the 600 base stat total.
It's within a world.
And Cinderace prevented themselves from going to the 600 base stat total.
Yeah, that's true.
I am impressed with how tame it was. None of the Ledian evolutions got like crazy moves or did their own signature moves. It was very nice.
129 base speed, bug fairy. I mean, it's like Rabombi, but actually has Bulk.
I was going to say, it's not that far from her Bombi.
No, it's like, give her Bombi more stats. And that's a little, you know, scary.
It's okay. It's okay. It didn't have sticky webs, though.
No, but it had, like, 120 base special defense and 100-something higher, like, you know, attack.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. It's okay.
A little scary. Just a little scary.
It's okay. I appreciate the reasonableness and the art that came alongside. So, we're okay. You, Cinderace, you get this badge.
Yes.
But yeah, if you want to email us anytime in the next week, you can let us know what you think the least or the worst move in all of Pokemon is at PucklePodcast@gmail.com. You can, of course, keep up with us throughout the week at PuckleDiscord.com or follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any of those great places. Additionally, you can go over to our Twitch at twitch.tv/thePucklePodcast or our YouTube at youtube.com/PucklePodcast. If you want to help support the show, you can go over to trollandtoad.com and buy some cardboard just like I do by using code PucklePod5 at checkout and giving us a slight kickback. Additionally, you get a 5% discount as well. Or you can go to Patreon at patreon.com/PucklePodcast. And if you want to play, Matt, those things are coming to Patreon in June. So you got to join now.
They look so good.
You got to join now. Oh, you got them. Yeah, that's right. You got them.
I got them. And they are incredible.
They actually look really good. They actually do look really good. I was impressed when I got mine. So, Claude and I have prototypes, so they look so good.
Because my wife designed it, so I got a free prototype.
Yeah, they look actually very good. Very, very good.
They are incredible. Like, I did not expect them to turn out as well as they did.
They look so sharp, actually. Like, they look really good.
Interesting. One of mine is, actually, as I look at one of mine right now, it has, it was, like, printed off.
Yeah, I noticed that on mine, too. I'm gonna fix that when in the final product.
Couple of print lines on the side on the top.
I'm gonna fix this in the final product and we're gonna make sure it's good. I'm just gonna oversize it a little bit. I'm gonna oversize it. Don't worry about it.
All right, that's fine.
We'll oversize it. No biggie. But yeah, it's very exciting.
But it looks incredible otherwise.
It's very exciting. So yeah. With that said, guys, I have been Trainer Thatch.
I've been our Sigma.
And I've been Claude Nine.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.